And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how do I stay hopeful when the world is in turmoil? We see that every human being struggles with this at this time in history for planet Earth. Especially because through technology, the world and everything going on in the world is right in your own living room in terms of your being informed. So the noise and the cacophony and the disturbance and the upheaval is more present for you now as you are a human being on Earth. First, we wish to remind you that you are here for a purpose. There is a reason for your incarnation now at this time on planet Earth. It is to manifest as fully as you are able to God on Earth, God, good, love, truth, principle, soul, spirit, all that God is. And translated, this is simply to manifest goodness, good, and everything that that means in the third dimension, which is kindness, understanding, love, compassion, willingness to care for others, to care for yourself, inspiration, spontaneity, generosity, many, many things. We ask you first to think on these things. You are a unique aspect of God. There is no other like you. What is your design according to God? Your spirit knows full well. So come home to your central core and have the conversation with your spirit and with God. What is it for me to do here in this human life? What is your desire for me? How can I express you most fully? What are the unique and special qualities that I have been designed with, that are my gifts, that are gifts for me to give to life? This is the conversation. And it will not be just one conversation, because you want to continue to expand your awareness of who you are and what your presence on Earth at this time is intended to be and how it is to bless life. So that is the first idea here in our answer. We know that you can see, having asked these questions, that your purpose on life is not to become embroiled with the disturbance, with the cacophony, with the debates, with the who is good and who is bad, and for identifying those who are bad and then trying to kill them, whether it is killing them physically or emotionally or with your thoughts, with your disturbance. So, see the big picture here, your purpose at this time on earth is not to feed the phantom of warring and disturbance and upheaval and dismay and everything that you are seeing with your human eyes going on in the world. That is not your purpose. Your purpose is to hold steady and hold strong and to trust God that you are doing your purpose, which is to express your best and highest every moment, to do your purpose, and then not to be seduced and to be entangled with the upset and the disturbance that you are seeing. Because the truth is, the disturbance as you see it is actually intended by God, because it is necessary to clear out the old ways, the old patterns, the old beliefs that now are harming and damaging life on earth and the earth herself. So it is good. It is like when you are ill and the body becomes hot and there is a fever. It is not comfortable. Yes? Correct? And yet it is the body's way of clearing out that which is necessary for it to be restored to normal health. This is what is happening on earth now. And it is hot, like a fever. We see this, and you are experiencing this. So, with that metaphor, stay calm, stay cool, stay in alignment and in conversation with God and your spirit from the center of your being. You must come home, come back to your central core and be in that context of peace and comfort and safety and home when you are having these conversations. Try this out this week and stay steadfast with your knowing that you have a choice. You always have a choice. Do I go with all of the roiling and the turbulence that is being presented to me, but that I know is in one aspect an illusion, and in another it is exactly what is needed on the earth plane right now? Do I go with the disturbance, or do I stay with the truth? The truth that I know full well is God's truth and is the highest truth. It is your choice. Watch your thinking and your emotions this week and your conversations with friends and family. Watch from the bigger picture and make the choices that are most healing to you, to life on earth, to the earth herself, and to the God that created you, the God that beats your heart. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.